The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful and be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether it is in the evening or at midnight, in the cock crow on the eve or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. We finally made it to Advent. After Thanksgiving, summertime, Thanksgiving, and now it's Advent. You're going to hear the tone or the theme of each Sunday's reading is about anticipation, waiting, and hope. I like this particular gospel. It's short, but yet there's a lot of layers going on in here. And then let us look at that at a minute. This particular gospel is meant to be a Markan community or Mark's community. They were converts. They were from Judaism and converts to something Christianity. But there's a tension. That's the reason why it was written by Mark. Be alert and watchful. And it's a tension between two communities, the new community of Mark following Jesus resurrected, and also the Jewish community that are traditional and also wants to keep their group together. So a new group came from the old group, like Reformation. A new group, tension with the old group. Think about this. When you move to another country, maybe somewhere you feel the tension and chaos. And in the scripture, especially in the commentary, describe this as a beautiful chaos. Something good that came up with this chaos. And that's the reason why we hear the word be alert and watchful. So in the end times literature, when we say be alert and watchful, it means it's not the end of the world. So get that out of your mind. If you hear the word, it's the end times, the end, the world will end and we all die. And we can take that literally. But that theme or literature is not about that. It means eagerness or something. I need to do this now because the community of Mark wants to do it as soon as possible, right after the resurrection of Christ. And why is this important to us? Why is this theme of be alert and watchful important to us? Because chaos or troubles is experienced by different communities and different families and even individuals. Think about any troubles that you have in life. Think about the troubles that we have as a society. As a community, what happened? Our minds, our hearts, and our soul is teared apart. We don't think clearly when there's chaos. When there's trauma, we don't even think clearly as well. So this is the reason why this is important during Advent. The church is giving us this opportunity to stop, to look, and to listen. The other day, I was watching the carpool here at our school. There's this little boy, this big, and then with his mom, and then the car was coming like this, getting out of school, and they were crossing the parking lot. And the mom said, "I'm gonna teach you something. Stop, and then look at the driver's eye." This is a little boy. He stopped and looked at the driver's eye. And the mom said, "The car will stop and they will let you go. And I said, that's brilliant. Why I did not learn that when I was a kid? Literally, the car stopped because they looked and speak in their eyes. Eye to eye speaks louder than voice. And what can we apply? How can we apply this scenario in our own world? If we look at Christ and our focus is only Christ, whatever chaos we experience in life, it will be okay. What does it mean? It gives us hope. When there's no hope, we're going to question ourselves, what are we doing here? Hope gives us something to look forward to. It's a gift given by the Holy Spirit. And we can hear that theme in the first reading and the second reading. In the second reading, Paul addressed the community, the grace of God is within you. But do you believe that? Do you believe that we work in the grace of God? And that we can learn during Advent. Whatever we're going through in life, good and bad, if we look at our life in the eyes of grace, we can move around. It's just like a dance. It's just like a dance that we learn this new dance we call life. But if we focus our eyes in Christ, everything will be okay. And that is the theme of Advent. So if you hear, be alert and be watchful, it is the end of the world. Don't take it literally. Take it inside. Because what's happening around us is not from the outside. We act because that's what we feel inside. We act outside because that's what we think inside. So what I can give you as a reflection for you this Advent, stop, look, and listen. Yeah, we teach that with our kids, but as adults, do we stop? Do we look? And do we listen? I had this little thought, like Thanksgiving Day. It's a great day to be happy and to be with family. And I noticed it on television, they advertise all the stores will be open, or most of the stores will be open at 5 p.m. I was just having dinner at 5 p.m. and the stores are already open. What can we say about that in our society? What is really important? And I think that's what Advent is all about. I learned this also. During Advent, anticipation of Christmas, we don't look for things. We look for someone. Not some things, but someone. And that someone is Jesus Christ. And I think that is hopeful for all of us. Don't worry about what's happening in your life. Chaos or not, peace or not. Offer that to God. And ask God for the grace you need, or we need. Because we will be moving forward no matter what. If we only focus our eyes in Christ. Because as I said before, Christ is about relationship. Today, and this Advent, this Christmas season, we renew our relationship with one another, or repair our relationship with one another, because that is what Christ is about. Whatever you're going through in life, I will be praying for you this Advent season, because everyone, or everything, as Saint Therese said, is grace. So may we have a good Advent together to anticipate Christmas. And may God bless us all.